Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why, in your mind, did Rite Aid fail?
Rite Aid failed for a number of reasons, Tom. One, it did not receive subsidies from any of the governors or the federal government the way Wegmans, Walmart, Costco, Aldi, Amazon, and Target have received $10 billion in taxpayer-funded subsidies undisclosed to the taxpayers to lay waste to the food and drug sector. And Rite Aid's the 41st of the top 100 chains unsubsidized to file, which is very unfair from the leaders of both the Republican and the Democratic Party to let these subsidies for the wealthiest family in the world, the Waltons, the wealthiest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, and the wealthiest family in the state, Wegmans, to get subsidized while companies like Tops and Rite Aid without subsidies have had financial challenges of unprecedented difficulties without the subsidies that Wegmans and Walmart and Amazon get.
When it comes to chain pharmacies, what brings customers to those chain pharmacies?
The key thing, Tom, and the interesting thing for Buffalo, Niagara, and Western New York, and New York State, and Canadian listeners, is that Rite Aid was fantastic at taking care of the local consumers and competitively pricing the local hometown favorite brands and having the best promotional prices. So, for example, on a per-store basis, a lot of the direct store delivery vendors, national brand vendors, said they could sell more Pop, Coke, or Pepsi per Rite Aid than they could at Wegmans. They could sell more branded cookies and crackers, more salted snacks. Also, for better or worse, more tobacco products. But Rite Aid really became the substitute supermarket across the Buffalo Niagara region and across America. As Wegmans had over 1,000 people of color march on one of their suburban stores for Wegmans abandoning the inner city in Rochester, Buffalo, Baltimore, Binghamton, Boston, and other places. And Rite Aid was the last, best, and final retailer that really embraced and served the inner city so well. And Rite Aid also served the near urban and suburban and rural customers extremely well and supported the local vendors far better than a lot of the chains that focus either on private label or on other products and cut out the local vendors. There have been a lot of complaints about Wegmans, Walmart, Amazon, and Aldi in particular in that regard, and Rite Aid was fantastic. The other key issue, Tom, is that the commercial real estate taxes from Rite Aid and the Rite Aid anchored and co-anchored shopping centers pay up to 60% of the public school education's from Kenmore to Canandaigua and Buffalo to Binghamton and out to Burbank, California. And with Rite Aid going out, it impairs the public school education. It impairs the budgets of the public schools, elementary, high school, public colleges and universities. And there's no requiem for Rite Aid, Tom. There's no replacement. There's no buyer in sight. And full disclosure, I worked with Albertsons to buy Rite Aid a few years ago. Albertsons offered a price that was 400% higher than was what was fair value for the company. The private equity people, who in my view, or professional view, my view, the private equity owners that rejected the Albertsons offer are proverbial private equity pigs, and were leveraging, and some people might call it extorting, a higher price, which ultimately killed Rite Aid. And unfortunately, for the Palladino family and Empire Development, their fantastic company has a lot of Rite Aids in the portfolio. It impairs the tax base. It impairs seniors, people on fixed and limited income, people who can't afford all the prime, can't afford to own cars, and need Rite Aid for walk-in stores. And between the politicians and the subsidized competition, the wealthiest families in the region and across America, everybody's a loser. The consumer's a loser. The suppliers are losers. The medical community's losers. The shopping center community's losers. And the public at large are losers. As the wealthiest ones continue to get taxpayer subsidies that have not been disclosed to the taxpayers, and I can send you all the charts we gave to the Federal Trade Commission and the state AGs to back up these statements.
For those who were acquired by their jobs that go through their prescriptions through Rite Aid, what's next for them?
It's a real concerning conundrum, Tom, in terms of what's next for people with Rite Aid scripts. Wegmans, if you go to Wegmans at Grant on Elmwood near Amherst, they've cut staff significantly. Their pharmacy service can shop or intercept studies. Wegmans pharmacy service has become really unbalanced, a substandard. Amazon's short staffed, high turnover. Same with Walmart. They can go to Target. They can go to Tops. And some of the Costcos have pharmacies, but not all. But declining number of choices. The one ray of hope, Tom, is hopefully there's a requiem and a retail RX or pharmacy renaissance for all the great independently owned and operated pharmacies. Would do a far better job than Wegmans or Walmart or Walgreens serving the community. And CVS is a good choice, but CVS is probably under siege with all the shoppers dissatisfied with Wegmans and Walmart going to CVS and dissatisfied with Walgreens going to CVS. And now with Rite Aid cutting inventory and cutting staff, those customers are going to CVS too, which is unprecedented pressure on CVS, which is a really good operation in terms of condition standards and operating policies and practices. This should have never happened. I've been working with the company and its executives since 1983. The Flickinger family and the Grass family and Lewis Lehrman family worked almost a century ago to found and expand the two companies. Rite Aid is the best of any of the urban retailers of any kind. With Rite Aid failing, Walmart's already created the top 100 food deserts, and where Walmart has a 55 to 95% market share in those Walmart-created food deserts. This is going to take Walmart's top 100 food deserts and create hundreds more food deserts, which is at a time where Strategic Resource Group work shows that the Western New York consumers living paycheck to paycheck, over 70% of those consumers, the Western New York consumers paying the highest prices in history for the 12 monthly expenditure areas. Rite Aid was a low price and promotional leader. The last thing Rite Aid need, the consumer and the communities need, is Rite Aid bankruptcy and liquidation. and the political leaders at the local, state, federal level, living the proverbial Rip Van Winkle asleep at the switch story for 25 years, the politicians really catalyzed and created this catastrophe, and government leaders in both parties, especially in Albany, especially in Washington, should be held accountable for having 25 years to take corrective action through today, through June 4th, when the proverbial company curtain is coming down on Rite Aid, and the politicians are criticizing one another all day, every day in media, and doing nothing to sustain and support local businesses other than subsidize the big box players to lay waste to the Rite Aids, lay waste to the Topses, and lay waste to the other 40 leading retailers and pharmacy company and drug chain companies that have filed for bankruptcy and now liquidation.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.